sorry. Okay, now you're good.
Okay. First resolution is 23-05-050, a resolution approving the following annexation agreement with the City of Huber Heights and authorizing the Bethel Township Administrator to execute said agreement.
Do I have a motion?
I move for the adoption of resolution 23-05-050.
Do I have a second?
I will second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there discussion?
I have some.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. I've been thinking long and hard about this, believe me. We all know that, so I have notes, it's not for anything. We all know that Huber is going to annex with or without an agreement, so the question becomes, what is best for our community? I'm kind of doubtful that the agreement will hold up for 50 years. So, you know, are we giving away the farm for what may be nothing in return? The problem is we just don't know. We don't know if it'll hold up in court. We don't know if the annexation laws will change. We can't predict how they'll change and how they will impact this agreement in the future. We're giving up quite a bit to get this moratorium, and some of it is not that significant, but, you know, you guys know I'm not quiet, so I don't like the fact that we can't speak out against it, and then when we can't speak out against the next potential annexation within the box. We're giving up all the reparations for giving the land away and the TIF that's currently on the land. So, I personally am squarely and without question against any annexation. But, again, knowing they can annex with or without our consent, do we give up the fight on that boxed area, 201, 202, 40, in order to potentially protect the rest of the township for the next 50 years, could be more? I am kind of disappointed in the process. I think that this was an important decision. It's probably, I mean, it's definitely the most important one since I've been here, and probably in the township's history, at least recently. And we didn't have a public hearing. I love to get citizen input, so that hurts me. And the agreement being published so late. But bottom line is, this is a gut-wrenching decision. I have spent many, many nights weighing both sides and trying to figure out what is best for our township. So I know they can annex it no matter what we say. So do we roll the dice and hope that they sign the agreement and hope that it's enforceable for the next 50 years? You know, and of course, I want the best outcome for the township, even though it seems like we're in a no-win situation. So even though I'm not sure it's all being done in good faith, I still feel like we may have to take a chance on getting a 50-year moratorium. I don't want to give any excuses to not sign the agreement. I don't want to give Huber a document to use against the township saying that we are for annexation. I want to be clear that this is not a vote to support annexation. It's a big bitter pill to swallow to potentially get a 50-year annexation moratorium to protect the remainder of our township. And that's my comments.
All right. That's it. Beth?
So, I've been a trustee for 18 years, and we've talked a lot about annexation. We've put a lot of stuff in newsletters about annexation. All of us, even people before me, before these guys here, worked to stop annexation. We have an opportunity with this agreement to put a moratorium on it. It's 50 years. It automatically renews after 25, then automatically renews another 25 after that in perpetuity. I've said this a gazillion times, but we are bordered on four sides by municipalities. And if we can stop the largest of those from going further north than 40, I will be thrilled. I'm with Julie. Can it hold up in court? I don't know. This annexation law is relatively new. Since 2006, it hasn't been challenged in court. There are no precedents. There's no case law on it. None of us support annexation. We never will. But the laws for annexation are stacked against townships, clearly. They do not need our vote. And this 260 acres is going, whether we get this agreement or not. And it's a hard, hard decision to make. It really is. So, Don?
I think I've talked all night long as to what we need to do with it. I don't support annexation, but I've always wanted there to be a line where it stopped. So that's all I'm going to say. Are we ready to vote?
Okay, ready? Ms. Reese?
I didn't make the motion, so you're not going to call me first.
Call Ms.
Wayne. Didn't know we'd done it that way.
So you want me to call somebody else first?
Yes, please.
Ms. Van Haren?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
There's some hope that we get a 50-year moratorium, yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes.
You
don't feel so. It's like shooting family down.
Okay. Resolution 23-05-051. A resolution promoting Captain Mike Arnold to Battalion Chief, promoting Captain Terry Weldon to Battalion Chief, and promoting Lieutenant Ben Cahill to Captain of the Bethel Township Fire Department.
Have a motion?
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 23-05-051.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Any discussion on the promotion?
None.
Okay. Jim?
No.
Okay. Debbie, call the roll, please.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Ms. Van Haren?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Okay, motion passes. Okay, public comments on any topic?
Come on up.
Bye. He's here to listen.
Nikki O'Quinn, 7925 Windham Road. I just want to say that I concede that this was a very tough, no-end decision for you people. I think that you made the decision in the best interest of the township. Hopefully, it will pan out. That's all I can say. But I really do appreciate you guys getting your necks out.
Thanks.
Thank you. Any other public comments? I'll make one. This feels absolutely terrible, but we did what we had to do. I absolutely hate the thought of this annexation, and I hope they turn it down, or I hope it's referendum or whatever. But I couldn't be the guy that turned down the opportunity for 50 years or more. What a place that would be. There's got to be a line. So, anyway.
I'll second.
All right, let's do it.
Anyway, it's what it is. Yes, sir.
Can I make a comment?
Yes, you may. We're kind of nice here, and we're kind of feeling shitty. Sorry, I mean, not good, so.
Paul Schaefer, 5950 Oak Creek Trail.
You need to turn the switch on.
Yes.
Thank you.
And tell them who you are.
Paul Schaefer, 5932 Oak Creek Trail. I feel for you, because I understand this is a very difficult decision. I hope that you will add a cover letter and direct it to the council, making your intentions very clear that this is not a support of the annexation. It is essential that as your people and you communicate to Hoover Heights City Council that you stay resolute in your opposition to this, and while you're doing what's best for the people, that you make sure that that is not misconstrued or misrepresented by a council, which, frankly, as a representative of Hoover Heights, I don't trust. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul. Any other public comments? Okie doke. Let's have announcements.
May 25th will be a BZA meeting in this room at 6:30 p.m., a Zoning Commission meeting in this room at 7:30 p.m. On May 29th, the township offices will be closed in observance of Memorial Day. June 6th will be the next trustees workshop meeting in this room at 9 a.m. June 13th will be the next trustees regular meeting at 7 p.m. And then June 20th will be another trustee workshop meeting. And just a reminder that in June, we start the summer schedule, so there's only one meeting a month for the months of June, July, August.
One each.
One each month.
Okay. No, one workshop, one trustee.
Is there only one workshop? I thought there was still two workshops, but just one trustees meeting.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
I'll double check what we approved on the schedule. So.
Okay.
Sorry. I know there's only one regular, so let me look. Go ahead. Sorry.
I thought we did away with those so we wouldn't have two workshop meetings in a row.
I will look. I apologize.
Is that all of the announcements?
That's all the announcements, sir.
All right. We need a motion to record the payment of warrants.
I make a motion to record the payment of the warrants 53923 through 53941 and electronic payments 412 through 451.
I second it.
Any discussion? Okay. Debbie?
Mrs. Van Haren?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes.
You are correct. One each.
Motion
so that
passes.
One on there about June 20th is wrong.
Okay.
Sorry.
I was thinking this morning, but I didn't know for positive.
Okay. Sorry
right.
about that.
I guess that's it. Motion for adjournment.
I second.
Debbie, roll call. We don't need to talk about it, do we? All right.